Our final candidate for district attorney is Brian Patterson, who's been a prosecutor in the DA's office for some 18 years. Following the resignation of DA Ken Mauldin earlier this year, Patterson became the acting district attorney. We spoke earlier in the week. Candidate Patterson, thanks for stopping by Athens News Matters today.
Chris, thanks for having me.
Well, let's just kick things off by asking you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and why are you running for office?
Well, a little bit about my background. I'm a double dog. I went to college and law school here at the University of Georgia, and I've been practicing law for 25 years. 18 and a half years, I've been in the prosecutor's office for Athens, Clark, and Oconee counties, and I began down in juvenile court. And I worked my way up ultimately to become a deputy chief assistant, then became the chief assistant district attorney, which is a role that I served in for 12 years. And then in March of this year, I became the acting district attorney. And so during that time period, I've supervised an office of 18 prosecutors. I've tried over 100 felonies and misdemeanors to a jury verdict, and I've litigated over 150 appeals in our appellate courts. One thing that I've really become very interested in over the years are cold cases. So something the community needs to know a lot about is there are over 40 unsolved murders in our community. And so I have formed a cold case unit within the office of the district attorney, along with partnerships with law enforcement, including Athens, Clark County, the GBI, and the Oconee County Sheriff's Department. So we have been systematically reviewing over 40 cold case murders and work with an eye towards solving them. And we are bringing new technology to bear on those cases. And what I'd like to do is bring answers to those families and also justice to our community. And I believe that we've made some real headway in the area of cold case homicides. So what I would say to the community is they should stay tuned, and I hope to be able to report back on that shortly. I'm running to be the district attorney because I love our community and I'm committed to keeping it safe. And I'm also committed to making sure that the rule of law is fairly, justly, and equally applied to all persons.
All right, well, let's move right into some specific questions. What are your criteria for diversion versus prosecution with first offenders?
All right, so that's a good question. So most people who come into contact with our criminal court system do not pose a long-term significant risk for our community.
Right.
So over the last 15 to 20 years, we've engaged in what I consider to be a statewide and a national model for progressive criminal justice reform. And that takes on many forms. It can include our pretrial diversion program, which gives first-time individuals an opportunity to go through a program. And if they do things that are agreed upon, the case would be dismissed and they'd have a fresh start and have their record restricted. We also have programs that address the underlying causes why people come into contact with our courts. We have a mental health program. We have a drug court program. We have a veterans court program. We also liberally use residential substance abuse treatment programs. We have a diversion center, which is a work release program. And then we also have a day reporting center, which is where individuals can go to learn life skills and and receive other counseling services. So we have a myriad of ways of addressing cases outside the normal criminal justice model. And I believe that's fair and compassionate, but it also makes sure that the rule of law is even-handedly enforced in our community.
Sure. Well, last year, ACC commissioners unanimously voted to effectively do away with cash bail for low-level offenders. Do you agree with that decision?
So cash bail is something that is decided upon by a judge. It makes the most sense in misdemeanor crimes, which is defined by up to 12 months in jail and a possibly $1,000 fine. But when you talk about felony crimes, ultimately the bond is set by a judge along with any terms and conditions of that. And the bond is simply an insurance policy to make sure that that individual and others are invested in that person's return to court. But that's a decision that's made by the judge and the prosecutor does have input on. But the bond is simply a manner to ensure a return to court.
Can you talk a little bit about the role that accountability courts play in our community and what you'd like to see in the future regarding accountability courts?
So accountability courts, again, are designed to address the underlying causes or root reasons why people have run afoul of the law. And so things like drug courts and mental health courts and veteran courts are all designed to address those underlying reasons to try to make sure that people move forward in a positive way. What I want to do is further expand those programs. We've been a very statewide and a national leader in that, but I think we can revisit the criteria and further expand those programs to include other individuals.
Well, finally, on the lighter side of things, would you consider yourself more of a law and order guy or Matlock?
That's a humorous way of looking at it. The way I like to describe it is more in terms of what is the role of the prosecutor. And the role of the prosecutor is a minister of justice. So it's not about being tough on crime or being more defense-oriented when it comes to the rule of law, but it's about being a minister of justice. And that's seeking the truth and whatever may come before the prosecutor and focusing on what happened, who did it, and why in light of the burden of proof and the presumption of innocence, because that is the starting point of every criminal case. And I believe in that. And when I go to court, I believe that I have sufficient evidence to persuade our citizens that the law has been violated and that it should be enforced in a particular case.
Candidate Brian Patterson, thanks for taking some time with Athens News Matters today.
Thank you for having me.